I am the absolute philosopher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Marley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the absolute philosopher. I am the absolute philosopher, and I thoroughly enjoy being the absolute philosopher. Because what I think about are things that are so magnificent, so exciting, and so revealing and rewarding that it is absolutely amazing. The thoughts that I think are the wonderment thoughts, the wonderment thoughts of who and what I am and where I'm going, the wonderment thoughts of life and love and peace and joy and harmony. That's who I am. That's what it's all about, and that's all that matters. Place yourself in the concept that you have the ability to be anywhere doing anything that your imagination would allow you to do. Place yourself in your imagination of the time when you were born. Just imagine that you were born and just popped out of the womb and looked around at the world and said, "Wow, what a great place. What a great choice I have made." And you say, well, babies don't pop out of the womb and open their eyes and look around and say that. Don't kid yourself. We don't have to open our eyes and see. And, of course, we may open our eyes far more than we realize. We, in the womb, we may be more cognizant of what's going on there than we have given ourselves credit for, because we are told that we cannot see unless we open our eyes. Well, we know that's not true. Blind people can walk around and sense things and know things without being aware of it. And it's because they have that inner sight that knows all things. We too have that inner sight. So take yourself back to that birth experience and think the thought you might have thought. The thought that, hey, I've got the greatest parents in the world. They're going to be a lot of fun to be with because they understand the type of person that I am, the magical person that I am. And, gee, what a wonderful community I've been born in. Yes, and you know, because you know all things. And you just don't have the equipment with your voice and so forth to enunciate it and to speak about it, but you know. And then in that moment, when you were born, you decide, I'm going to look around this community. And so mentally, you travel over your community. You look over the city that you're born in. You look over the general area that you're born in. What area of the world are you born? In what area is there the sea, the ocean, the mountains, the desert, cities? What is it, the area where you're born? And then as you look further, you say, wow, look at out there at all those stars. And you pop off and visit a star. And you go off to visit the sun or the moon. And you do all these things. You say, Herb, you have something really interesting about you. I have never heard a person say things like this and really mean that what they're saying. And I said, yeah, that's right. I mean what I'm saying. Now, how do I know this? Well, as the absolute philosopher, I know all things. You too know all things. And as the absolute philosopher, I allow my consciousness to reveal from within all of these things that perhaps I've never vocalized before, but I allow my consciousness to reveal them. And as I reveal them, then I start experiencing these things and knowing these things as true. And if I were to look it up, check it out, see what the world was at the time, then that's what it would be. Because all time is now. And as I think about these things, I'm in the now of any time that I'm in, and I'm enjoying it 100%. And living it and being it. You see, the absolute philosopher gives us the poetic freedom to wax eloquent in the most beautiful way of sharing our thoughts, our dreams, our inspirations, our illuminations, our imagination. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It is not something that you play with lightly, or is it something you play with lightly? the more lightly we play with it, the more interesting it becomes, the more diverse, dynamic, and so forth, that it expresses exactly what's going on. You see, the scientists take a little longer to remember that they knew everything. And so as they go into their scientific work and their scientific thinking, they start revealing the things that they could have revealed when they were just a tyke. Einstein was a young man when he came up with his most amazing observations. And you can be sure he had even more amazing observations before that, but he did not tell the people that, because they would never have believed him had he done that. So step by step, he allowed himself to let the imagination that was in his being, in his brain, if you will, that flowed from the infinite oneness of all, to be revealed. Now, we say, well, look at the people who are the geniuses, the real top people, and they're just a little kooky. They're a little strange. They're people who are not the norm. They're the people who step out in imagination and in illumination and wisdom. They're the people who have no limitations and just go on out to fulfill whatever it is they have in their heart and their mind. You know, you and I, we can do that all the time if we wish. And I think it'd be a great thing to do. So today, I take this privilege upon myself of reaching out in my consciousness, and whatever little concept comes up to me, I build it and build it and build it, and as I build it, my imagination soars with it, my illumination reveals it to me, and my wisdom gives it solidity of form and function, and it is a lot of fun. Try this as you are the absolute philosopher. Let your mind, let your imagination, let your wisdom soar, and watch what you come up with. It's very exciting. I love it. I know you'll love it too. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely time. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.